Jorge Ramos, Sacrifice Americans' Rights to Get an Amnesty for Legals. By Neil Monroe on June 6, 2021. Democrats should aid illegal migrants by taking the radical step of ending filibuster protections for political minorities in the United States. According to Jorge Ramos, the Mexican-born, pro-migration, Spanish-language TV anchor. Democrats still lack the votes to overturn the current Senate rules, which effectively require proponents of most bills to muster 60-vote supermajorities to advance them, Ramos declared in the June 4 edition of The New York Times. The 60-vote rule in the 100-member Senate helps 330 million Americans preserve their rights by forcing compromises from powerful majorities in Congress. Ramos demanded. End the minority party's power to stall legislation, the filibuster, and pass very concrete laws for the benefit of Dreamers and migrant farm workers through a procedural budget shortcut called reconciliation. Both issues are politically aggressive and would face huge Republican opposition. But it's about time we made radical decisions to protect the lives of millions of immigrants like Honduran economic migrant, Maria Mejia. President Biden, the clock is ticking. Please don't wait much longer. We can't afford to repeat the mistakes of the past. Ramos's employer, Univision, would gain viewers and advertising revenue if more Spanish-speaking migrants, such as Honduras Maria Mejia, were imported into Americans' homeland. But more migrants would also nudge down the per capita consumer spending by Americans, so reducing the value of advertising. Migration reduces Americans' wages and spikes their housing costs. To make his radical case against Americans, Ramos suggests that ordinary Americans are guilty of imposing misery on migrants, including the pitiful Honduran migrant, Mejia. She has repeatedly tried to migrate into the United States, despite the laws barring economic migration. She was sent back three times by President Donald Trump's deputies and is now trying to get through during President Joe Biden's very lax enforcement of the Title 42 health barriers, Ramos wrote. In June 2020, I tried to cross three times. Then I got there, and nothing, a tearful Ms. Mejia told a Univision reporter in Roma, Texas, shortly after her last attempt to cross the border a sixth time on May 25. In a video, Ms. Mejia's young daughter's feet are muddy, her shoes lost during the dangerous trip across the Rio Grande in a small inflatable raft. She took her son and daughter on the arduous and dangerous journey roughly 2,000 miles from Guatemala, at great cost, partly because migration advocates are encouraging her to take the risk. I was told that people were getting across. Then I got there, and nothing, Mejia said, according to Ramos. The pro-migration groups are effectively trying to extract Mejia and many others from their home countries for use in the U.S. consumer market and into Univision's advertising market. Many other migrants, and their home countries are suffering as Ramos and other advocates encourage migrants to take the risk trek to the United States. Many migrants do get in and so damage Americans' wages. But many others are economically ruined by the trek and the pro-migration cheerleading. On June 3, the Associated Press described a migrant who was expelled after mortgaging her home to pay a coyote for transport to the border. Alvina Geronimo Perez put the house up as collateral to pay the smuggler $7,700. The deal was that when we had arrived there, we were going to pay that money and they would return the deed, but it wasn't possible, she said. In March 2020, she and her daughter Yesenia, then 14, left Tizimarte. 3 weeks later they were caught entering Texas. They were deported a week after that. When Geronimo realized they would be sent back, she cried. I thought of everything the trip had cost me. I asked myself, what am I going to do? I've lost everything. Geronimo's story is similar to that of thousands of Guatemalans who scramble to gather the money needed to migrate to the United States, AP added. Ramos is also echoing the demands of the wealthy investors in FWD.us. The group is urging Democrats to use the once-a-year reconciliation process to overcome GOP opposition and so ensure the inflow of many millions of migrant consumers, renters, and workers. The pro-immigration group FWD.us hired Kevin Pace, a former assistant Senate parliamentarian, to help hone the procedural argument in favor of allowing the reconciliation maneuver this year, The New York Times reported May 3. In 2013, Mark Zuckerberg, the extremely wealthy owner of Facebook, joined with other wealthy investors to create the FWD.S lobby group. Their goal was to pass the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty and population expansion bill. The unpopular amnesty bill was blocked by GOP legislators in the House. The lobby made economic sense for Zuckerberg and his fellow investors. They win financially whenever the government inflates the U.S. population with extra migrants. Any legal or illegal migrants, or legal refugees, help the investors as lower-wage manual or high-skilled workers, as high-occupancy renters, and as additional consumers of groceries, medical care, welfare, or government K-12 education spending. For example, a 2016 report by the National Academies of Science said states and local governments spent an extra $57 billion per year to support and educate migrants. The breadth of investors who founded and funded FWD.S was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website sometime in the last few months. But copies exist at the other sites. The 2013 founders included Zuckerberg, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, John Doerr at Kleiner Perkins, Matt Kohler at Benchmark, Breyer Capital CEO Jim Breyer, and Ron Conway at SV Angel.